The third Sunday of Advent is considered Gaudete Sunday. It means rejoice. Paul's reading from Thessalonians talks about rejoice. Rejoice always. You should always be rejoicing. Isaiah the prophet talks about the intense joy that should be ours in this day of the Messiah. And John the Baptist said, don't look at me. I'm not the one who is coming. But he said, I can point to the one who is coming. He's in your midst, but you do not recognize him. So in the midst of all of this joy, why is it that so often on Christmas Day, you hear people say, thank God that's over. It's like they're exhausted. That they're just, I just think this is over, finally. Maybe it's because the kids get so excited, and they can leave such a mess and all that kind of stuff. Maybe it's because you schedule too much stuff and you're running too much, too many parties, or maybe traveling a lot, or whatever it may be. And it's all supposed to be in the spirit of this joy, bringing this joy to other people. Wherever you go, to bring the joy. It's not supposed to be a time of exhaustion and boredom or disappointment, which it is for a lot of people. Excuse me, and I think part of the problem is we forget what we are preparing for. We spend a great deal of time decorating our homes, which is beautiful. It expresses the spirit of joy that's supposed to be within us. When you shop for gifts, it shouldn't be a burden. It should be an opportunity to say, I'm getting something for someone I love, to express my love and appreciation for who they are and what they are, and or maybe what they have done. But instead it becomes this, we get so caught up in this material thing, we got to do this, got to do that, have to have this, kids demanding this, I have to have that. If I don't get that, it's going to be a miserable Christmas, and it goes on and on and on. And we forget. What are we celebrating? Why do we have this 4 weeks of Advent? It's not so that we can get everything done to be exhausted on Christmas Day. It's to prepare our hearts, to prepare our lives, to welcome the God who says, I want to be with you. I want to be Emmanuel, God with you. And we get so absorbed that we forget all about that. So the joy doesn't necessarily come from all of the stuff that we have to do, or all of the things that we have or receive, or the places that we go. The joy comes from welcoming Christ into my life. Imagine the chosen people. They waited for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries. They were God's chosen people. Somehow or another, they knew that. But at the same time, they constantly were rebelling. They're tired of this. They want this. This isn't good enough. So we get into the custom of practicing what the other pagan nations are doing, and we follow them and figure that happiness and joy is going to come with all of that. And so the prophets would remind them, look, that isn't what it's all about. Prepare your heart. And John the Baptist talked about that all the time. Make straight the way of the Lord so that he can come directly into your heart and into your life. If we allow that to happen, then all of these other things take on the proper meaning. Otherwise, they're just something else that we have to do. And they're not joyful. They become a burden. They're not fun. It's not a celebration of love and thanksgiving that God has come to us, but it's a burden. Oh, here it is again. Have to go through all of this. We become like old Scrooges. Even the old Scrooge, when he finally figured out what Christmas was all about, found some joy. So, as we prepare for Christmas next week, Next week you have two obligations on Sunday and Christmas Day. So you have two chances to worship God close together. So as you prepare, at least for this week, give some time to making straight that path so that God can walk into your heart, that he can truly be a part of your life. You know, the chosen people realize that salvation is going to come from our God. But we don't know when or where or how or why, except that he loves us. So they had to wait patiently for generations and generations and generations. And so finally, when he did come, they had built up this idea of a Messiah that wasn't who came. He came as a child. He didn't come as a conquering king. He didn't come as a wealthy man who was going to make everything wonderful and beautiful and plentiful for everybody on the earth. God sent his son to us as a child. People love babies. They love children. They love to make room for them, to embrace them, to hold them, to make them giggle, to make them do all kinds of things. And that's what we're supposed to be preparing for. So give yourself time this week, the last week before the Christmas. Remember what you are really preparing for. I think then you will begin to find the peace and the joy in your own life. And all of these gifts that you give out of love for other people will maybe bring joy to their lives. The friends and the family that you visit, that you can bring them joy rather than, oh, glad when this will be over. Remember what we are celebrating. We're celebrating the fact that God so loved us that he was willing to entrust to us his son. And he sent him to us as a loving package in a tiny child who would one day save us and redeem us, teach us a way of life that would allow us to have joy and peace in our lives. So remember, Christmas is a time, a season to celebrate, a season of joy. It's not a day of misery or disappointment or sadness or whatever it may be. Sure, there's going to be sadness in people's lives. People have lost loved ones during the course of the year, and those memories come back. That's understandable. But remember what we are celebrating. We're celebrating that God so loves us that he sent his son and trusted him to us to care, to listen, to learn, and finally his son would redeem us. That's where the joy comes from.